Hey, good night, Gracie.
Good night, Gracie.
And to think you used to kiss me every time I turned around.
I never kissed you when you turned around.
A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo silver. The Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats and the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Hi-yo, Silver! Away!
Late one afternoon, the Lone Ranger's Indian friend Tonto entered Marshal Jack Forbes' office in Copper City in northern Texas.
Yeah? Who's that?
Oh, Marshal Forbes.
Well, I'll be a two-toed grasshopper. Tonto, how in the world are you?
Oh, me fine.
Where's the Lone Ranger?
Oh, him in hills, north of town.
Well, I reckon the two of you come to this part of the country to see your old friends Clarabelle Hornblow and Thunder Martin?
No, we not come to see Clarabelle and Thunder this time.
Oh?
We come this way to look for crook named Shelby.
Shelby? Shelby. Never heard of the critter.
Well, him wanted for murder in Kansas. We trail him long time.
You must have, if you followed him this far.
We lose trail 2 days ago. Masked man hope find killer staying in hill. Sent me here to tell you be on lookout for fellow with big scar cross forehead.
Uh-huh. Where'd you lose his trail, Tonto?
On north side of Sunflower River.
Haven't been able to pick it up since, huh?
No.
Well, if he's a killer, the sooner he's captured, the better.
That's right.
I'll tell my deputies to be on the lookouts for this Shelby feller. Then I'll ride to the Lone Ranger's camp with you. All three of us will look for the rat's trail.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Just give me time enough to talk to the boys, and I'll be right with you, Tonto.
Oh, now. Oh.
Meanwhile, Thunder Martin drew rein at Clarabelle Hornblow's kitchen door and hurried inside. The ex-mule skinner's face was flushed with excitement.
I found gold. I found gold.
What'd you say?
I found gold, Clarabelle. My luck's changed. I'm through working for wages. I'm gonna be a millionaire.
Hold on, Thunder. Now, take it easy.
It's the greatest thing that ever happened to me. When I saw that gold,
You quiet down, you mutton-headed idiot.
Huh? What's wrong?
A fellow named Shelby came to the door a little while ago, asking for a place to rest and a meal. He lost his horse and gear crossing the Sunflower River.
Where is he?
In the next room, you big jughead. I bet he heard every word you said.
Well, doggone, you should have warned me.
I would have if I'd had a chance. Now, let's step outside so as we can't be overheard.
Yeah. Won't hear us talking out here.
Now. Where'd you find the gold, Thunder?
Down by the creek, about 5 miles from here.
You don't know a doggone thing about prospecting.
Huh?
But if you're right about this, if you have really found gold, you'd better be quiet about it.
Don't worry. I'm not going to risk losing the strike to a claim jumper. I'll put my horse in the corral.
Good. I'll go inside and put supper on the table.
When the food was on the table, Thunder roused Shelby. The killer came to the table and wolfed his meal in silence. Then, when Thunder left the house to take care of chores outside and Clarabelle cleared the kitchen table, the killer drew his gun.
Don't make a sound.
Hey!
Or I'll shoot.
What's the idea? Have you gone loco?
Sit down in that chair by the table.
and be quick about it.
But,
as you're told.
But
don't try to call for help. Because if Thunder Martin walks in here, I'll shoot him.
Why, you're no good ordinary skunk. This is the thanks I get for taking you in and feeding you.
Shut up. Now put your hands behind the chair. I'll tie him.
You won't get away with this, you... Oh, my arm!
Keep quiet. I'm gonna gag you with this towel.
Oh, no, you don't!
I told you to shut up. That will keep you quiet. Now I'll tie your feet. Hold still. And whether you like it or not, you're here to stay.
Well, the chores are all done, Clarabelle.
Get your hands up, Thunder.
Hey, what's the idea?
Get your hands up or I'll shoot the woman.
All right. Don't hurt Clarabelle.
Leave your hands high till I get your gun. That's it.
Well, what are you after?
The gold you found today.
Huh?
You're gonna show me where it is.
And you overheard me when I came into the kitchen, huh?
That's right. I needed a meal. So I decided to wait a while before pulling a gun.
You'll never get away with this.
If you'll lead me to the gold, you won't get hurt. If you don't, you'll stop lead. Get going.
Meanwhile, the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Marshall Forbes found Shelby's runaway horse, quietly nibbling grass a short distance from Sunflower River. After examining the animal's tracks, the masked man and Tonto realized just what had happened. Soon afterwards, they found Shelby's trail heading south on foot. Darkness was falling when they set out to follow it. Some distance south of the Manhunters, Thunder Martin tried desperately to think of a way to escape Shelby.
That gold can't be this far from the ranch.
How do you know where it is?
I think you're stalling. And what's worse, maybe trying to lead me into a trap.
You wanted me to lead you to the gold, didn't you?
I know a sure way to find out where it is. We're going back to the ranch.
For what?
You and Clarabelle Hornblow stepped out of the kitchen so you could tell her more about the gold without being overheard. You must have told her where you found it.
No, Clarabelle doesn't know where it is.
I think she does. She'll talk, too, to save your hide. Turn that critter around. We're going back to the house. Come on, get around.
Get
around. In the ranch house, Clarabelle had been struggling with the ropes that held her. By rocking her chair back and forth, she managed to move it close to the stove. Twice, she burned her wrist painfully against the hot metal. But at last, the singed rope broke as she strained at it. When she finally got her hands free, she took the gag from her mouth.
Now if I can untie my feet...
As soon as her feet were free, she hurried to the corral. Her favorite horse was gone.
Well, that no good thieving pokehead must have it.
Clarabelle quickly saddled another horse.
Steady. Easy. The sooner I get to Marshall Forbes, the better. Get up there.
Clarabelle traveled cross-country to save time and more than once regretted being without her Palomino.
This critter's as skittish as a two-week-old calf. Get up there!
As she neared the main trail, it was necessary to descend a steep slope.
Easy there. Easy.
The sleek black horse balked. Clarabelle coaxed, cajoled, and scolded. Finally, the horse started downhill.
Come on, get up there.
Then, without warning, the animal lost its footing.
Oh, mercy!
Thrown from the saddle, Clarabelle pitched headlong to the bottom of the rocky slope, where she struck her head against a small boulder and lay still. A short distance away, the Lone Ranger signaled a halt and spoke to Marshal Jack Forbes and Tonto.
Whoa, ho!
Whoa! 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 Whoa!
Jack, did you hear someone call for help?
I thought I did.
Me hear it. It sounds like woman.
Come on, we'll investigate. Come on, Silver!
A few minutes later, the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and the Marshal approached the still figure lying at the bottom of the slope.
Whoa there! Easy, fella. Slow down. Why, it's Clarabelle.
Lying unconscious. Looks like she took a header down the slope.
She must have struck her head when she fell.
Bad cut on forehead.
The masked man reached for Clarabelle's wrist to take her pulse. He saw the burns she had suffered freeing herself from the ropes.
How bad she hurt, mister?
I don't know, Marshal. Her wrists have been burned. It looks as though they've been tied.
Well, she could have fractured her skull.
I don't think so, but she may have suffered a concussion.
Me bandage cut on head.
Bandage her wrists, too.
Me fix them.
I don't savvy what she's doing out at this hour of the night. Traveling cross-country over places you ought to have more sense than to tackle. She's not as young as she used to be.
Kimasabi, maybe it be better a doctor come. Him know how bad Clarabelle hurt.
I think you're right, Tonto.
The Rafter H isn't far from here. I'll go there and ask Thunder Martin to bring a wagon so she can be moved.
Good idea, Jack.
Whoa, easy there. Easy. What about the doctor?
Tonto will ride to town to the doctor's.
I'll be back soon with Thunder. Get up now! Get up!
We hope Clarabelle not hurt bad.
I'll stay with her till you return, Tonto.
That good. Get him up, Scout!
While Tonto rode toward town and Marshal Jack Forbes toward Raptor H, Thunder Martin and Shelby approached the ranch from the opposite direction. The scar-faced killer kept Thunder covered and watched him closely. They dismounted at the back door and entered the kitchen.
Easy. Inside. Don't try a fast move, Thunder.
Don't worry, Hey, Clarabelle's gone.
Gone?
She got away.
Here are the ropes I tied her with. Yeah, somehow she managed to burn them off.
I bet she's gone for help. That means your scheme to get my gold won't work. You'll be in real trouble.
I hear a rider.
Yeah, heading this way. I told you Clarabelle went for help. Maybe that's Marshal Forbes coming to get you.
I'm not caught yet.
As Dade spoke, he swung his gun barrel to the side of Thunder Martin's head. The big man slumped to the floor, unconscious.
I can't watch you and that rider, too. So I'll tie your feet and gag you. That way, you'll not make trouble.
Shelby worked fast. He tied him down, gagged Thunder, and dragged him into the next room, seconds before Marshal Forbes took rein in the moonlit yard.
Whoa! Whoa!
From a place near the open door, Dade watched the lawman dismount. Suddenly, the moonlight glinted on the star pinned to the marshal's vest. Thinking Clarabelle had told the law about him, the killer cursed softly as the marshal hurried to the kitchen door. He fired. At the bottom of the slope, where the Lone Ranger waited with Clarabelle Hornblow, the ranch owner groaned softly.
Take it easy, Clarabelle.
What? Where am...
We found you here a short time ago.
What? Mister? Is it really you?
Yes, Clarabelle.
Why... I thought I was dreaming.
Tonto, Marshal Forbes, and I found you. What happened to your wrists there?
I burned them trying to get the ropes off. Well, you sure turned up at the right time, mister. Thunder and I need your help bad.
Who tied you?
A scar-faced critter who came to my place afoot asking for a meal. I didn't want to turn a feller away who's down on his luck.
Hold it. A scar-faced man? Is the scar across his forehead?
Say, how'd you know?
He's wanted for murder.
What? Oh, great sakes alive!
Tonto and I have been following him for some time.
He's at my place now. Or somewhere around my place. He captured Thunder and me, and if he's a killer... Oh, poor Thunder!
Tell me, did he rob you?
He wants to steal Thunder's gold claim. Mister, you gotta do something. Please, please help poor Thunder.
Marshal Forbes is on his way to the ranch now.
Oh, this critter's smart. He might be able to fool the Marshal. Fool him long enough to get the drop on him and then kill him.
Clarabelle, I don't want to leave you. Tonto went to town to get the doctor
and... I'm not first rate, but I'll be a whole lot better if I know you're on your way to the ranch to help Thunder. I'll be all right here.
Do you have a gun?
No.
I have a spare one in my saddlebag. I'll leave it with you.
Then you'll go to the ranch?
Yes. Tonto will return with the doctor soon.
By the time the Lone Ranger reached the Raptor H, Marshal Forbes had managed to free Thunder Martin. The big mule skinner was bandaging the lawman's wound when the masked man dismounted at the back door. As briefly as possible, Thunder explained what happened.
I'd planned to go after that rattler as soon as I finished fixing the Marshal's wound, mister.
Shelled me, gunned me, and then rode away from here as if the devil himself were after him.
He has good reason to hurry away. He'll hang if he's caught.
He's trying to reach the border.
I'll go after him.
He's riding Clarabelle's Palomino. That takes care of your wound, Marshal. I'll go with the Lone Ranger.
I don't think he'll need help, but Clarabelle does, Thunder. She's been hurt, thrown from her horse. We'll have to take a wagon to the bottom of Dead Man's Slope to get her.
Torn between his loyalty to Clarabelle and his desire to see Dade Shelby captured, Thunder reluctantly agreed to harness a team to a buckboard.
Hi-yo, Silva!
The powerful stallion responded with a sustained burst of speed that brought him closer and closer to the fleeing killer. Presently, the masked man saw Dade ahead. The mighty Silver began to close the gap separating them. Dade heard the thundering hoofbeats and turned to look over his shoulder.
You're finished, Dade!
Dade recognized the masked man as the Lone Ranger. In a sudden panic, he snatched his gun from his holster.
Turn back, or I'll kill you!
I followed you all the way from Kansas.
You asked for it.
The frightened killer fired hastily. His shot was wide.
I'll get you.
Not unless you stop to take aim.
The Lone Ranger counted the shots. When the killer's gun was empty, he brought the racing Silver close to the Palomino. Then he grabbed Shelby. Both men hit the ground as Silver and the well-trained Palomino slowed to a halt. The Lone Ranger leaped to his feet.
On your feet, Dade.
I'm unarmed. I'm out of ammunition.
I have a new score to settle with you, killer.
What are you talking about?
Clarabelle Hornblow and Thunder Martin are friends of mine.
Friends?
Yes, that's right. Clarabelle's wrists are burned. She suffered a fall.
I didn't know.
You're due for a beating.
Wait a minute, mister.
He stepped back as the Lone Ranger stepped forward.
No!
His fist hit the point of Dade's chin.
That's the beginning. A minute ago, you were going to kill me.
I've got no gun.
Use your fists.
Forced to fight, Dade swung. The blow missed the masked man's chin and struck his shoulder. The killer threw a jab that hit its mark. Then, before he knew what happened, the Lone Ranger drilled a fist into his stomach. As Dade slumped forward, another blow hooked his chin. The killer went down.
Now, while you're unconscious, I'll tie your hands, and then we're going back to the Raptor H.
It was nearly daybreak when the Lone Ranger reached the ranch with his prisoner. Doc Simpson was there with Clarabelle, Marshal Forbes, Thunder Martin, and Tonto. The masked man offered to help the wounded lawman take Dade to jail.
Well, I could sure use the help, mister. Doc's going with me, and if you'll travel as far as the edge of town with us...
I'll be glad to, Marshal. Clarabelle, I'm sorry you had all this trouble. I hope you'll soon be well enough to bake some of those fine apple pies you always serve Tonto and me.
Say, now that that rattler's been caught, mister, I feel good enough to start a couple pies right now. They'll be ready by the time y'all get back from town.
I'll hurry back.
Me wait here, Kimasabi.
See you later, Tonto. All right, get going, Dade.
I'm going.
I hope they hang that Skog.
Clarabelle say him try to steal gold from you.
That's right, Tonto. I struck it rich. Say, I have a little gift for you and the Lone Ranger.
Oh? What's that?
I want you two to have the first of the gold that I took from my claim. I've got some right here in my pocket. I didn't show it to Clarabelle because I wanted to give it to you and the masked man.
That plenty nice, Thunder.
Well, here you are. This is for you and the others for our masked friend.
You think this gold?
Of course it's gold. Look at the color of it.
Me see this stuff many times. Lone Ranger say it iron or copper pyrites.
Huh? Pyrites?
Fool's gold, Thunder.
Me sorry, Thunder. You maybe not want to take my word for it.
Why, you know a doggone more sight about it than he does, Tonto.
Fool's gold? Oh, no. Well, I...
Don't feel so bad, Thunder. That killer was a bigger fool about it than you were.
Huh?
He was planning to jump a worthless claim. And all he got for his troubles was a trip to the gallows. Thanks to the Lone Ranger.
Hi-yo, Silver! Away!
Featuring the voice talents of Ralph Small as Marshal Jack Forbes, Joe Stopko as Thunder Martin, Tanya Mulevich as Clarabelle Hornblow, Brian Finnegan as Shelby, Johnny T as Tonto, and Jim Patton as the Lone Ranger. This episode of The Lone Ranger was written by Betty Joyce in 1954. Producer and editor, James Magata. Webmaster, April Sadowski. Art director, Stephen Sash Scott. Mixer and sound effects, James Magata. The Lone Ranger was adapted for Misfits Audio by Captain John Tatterzak and was presented for enjoyment and nostalgic purposes only. And I'm your announcer, John Specht, for Misfits Audio, copyright 2010. Don't miss our next exciting episode, The Return of Butch Cavendish, coming soon from Misfits Audio.